House with Doug and Dr. Ken. We're right here. We're going to answer any of your healthcare questions from head to toe. You have a question about yourself, your mom, your dad, your spouse, your kids, your grandparents. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. We have lines open toll free from anywhere in the country. 1-888-553-7536. That's 1-888-55-DR-KEN. DRKEN. I've been in medicine over 30 years. There's almost nothing I haven't seen at least once. You want to test me? I'd be glad to.
You okay?
I am. And
you want me to keep going for a minute?
I'm just fine. You want to see if there's anything I haven't ever seen before? Give me the easy ones, the hard ones. Do you have a symptom and you have no idea what's causing it? Have you been recommended a treatment plan and you're looking for something gentler, kinder, easier, and you want to talk about alternatives? I take the best of traditional medicine. I also am not allergic to alternative medicine. Call myself a blended doctor. We'll take the best of both worlds. So if you have a problem, you've been to the doctor recently, you know, as I tell you, it's revolving door medicine. I'm sure you're left with questions unanswered. Give me the easy ones, the hard ones. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Again, if you have a diagnosis, a symptom, you have no idea what's causing it, or you're looking for other options, treatment options, 1-888-55-DR-KEN. I'll help you get to the next step. The good thing is, no bill. I won't embarrass you. I'll give you answers to all your healthcare questions in easy-to-understand language. And along the way, we'll just sprinkle it with some of the healthcare news out of the medical journals from your doctor's offices just this week.
888-553-7536. Speaking about this week, Forbes magazine has an article about the Health and Human Services so-called death panel, the Preventative Services Task Force, a committee of experts appointed by the department, has declared that men should not be routinely screened for prostate cancer. And that has led to lots of other people continuing to look at the problems of government-controlled health care. It's a familiar theme here, Ken, but it's worth underscoring.
Yes, it's unfortunate. This is a sugar-coated panel. This U.S. Preventative Services Task Force is the way our government passes the buck to prevent you from getting care and saving money. You know, these become the bad guys, the bad women who have to make the decisions that the government can then be the good cop. This is just an example of good cop, bad cop. The problem is that the members on the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, and they're appointed by the head of human health, HHS in Washington, D.C., the problem is that most of these people don't take care of patients or don't take care of patients in the field where they're making decisions. Just recently, they told us that we should stop using as physicians PSAs. There wasn't a single urologist on that group that agreed with that decision telling us what to do. So this is just a group that are driven and get good little pats on their heads when they figure out how to save money, and that's where they get their little points. And the problem is, one of their great recommendations also was about mammograms for women waiting till age 50, another area where most of the cancer societies disagree. And so all of their big recommendations in the past couple of years have been nothing more than ways to save money and take away services. They made this decision about PSA saying that we can't tell whether if you're diagnosed with prostate cancer, have an aggressive, very malignant type or a benign type, so why do the PSA? What they didn't realize is there's something called the Gleason score, and this is what we use to determine how aggressive this is. But the members of this preventative service task, they're not urologists. Most of them are not physicians. They never heard of a Gleason score, and they made this decision as a bunch of people who are just uneducated here and just being in their positions to try to get ahead by coming up with clever ways, staying up until 2 in the morning and figure out how to save money and not give you the service that you need. To make a decision about PSA to tell us that we shouldn't use it, and this group not even understanding what a Gleason score tells us what happens when government takes over health care.
And by the way, the you wouldn't have any of these questions being asked if these people knew really what they were doing, get rid of the waste, fraud, and corruption that is all a part of this department and most, if not all, departments in government. And it's whether it's state or local, federal, it's all wasteful. And that's part of what these protesters are onto as well, Ken, if you listen to some of them. Some of them want the government to do everything. Some of them who are smarter than those people who want that are, because you can't survive. There isn't in the history, the written history of the planet.
They want government medicine. They want one provider.
Okay, that's fine. There are a lot of people who have that opinion.
They want government.
Doesn't mean they're right.
They want free government.
They do.
Medicine.
That's what they want. Yep, that's true. That's what some of them want. Some of them want other things. But it is amazing how people what is the old expression? You get too soon old and too late smart.
with free government medicine, you get the U.S.
No
Preventive Service
it's free.
Task Force.
You get there's no such thing as free. Somebody's paying at some
Correct.
Point. And if you're not paying, who's paying? And how many more of those people are going to want to stay here and keep paying and paying, or they're going to go to Canada or New Zealand or someplace else to set up their businesses?
And they're not looking out for you. No. This U.S. Preventive Service Task Force is just trying to save money and not looking out for you. And if you want to debate this, if you want to, well, let's put first in line. If anyone wants to convince me that the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force, this government agency, is looking out for the American public, please educate me, because this is not what I thought you find in America, and I'd love to be convinced that it's not what it appears to be.
Not in the old America. The new America has
so please, someone call me up and convince me and educate me that I have a wrong opinion about the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force, because I'll sleep a lot better at night.
Yeah, nobody's going to do that. 888-553-7536. Mike's in Clint, Texas. You are on the air, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
What's
All right,
doing
what's up
in
with
Texas?
You?
Yeah, I am 48 years old. I run about 25 to 30 miles a week. I work for the fire department, and I get my annual stress test. And every year, I've been 193 for the last 8 or 9 years. Now, my problem, I can't
193 is your weight? What does 193 represent?
Yes, sir. 193 represents my weight.
Uh-huh.
What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to bring my cholesterol down, and I can't seem to bring that down. My good cholesterol, my HDL is at 60, but my LDL
60?
Was at 178.
Okay, so your good cholesterol is 60?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In the old days, we would say your ratios are great, but actually, currently, we look at all the different fragments, and we want them all to be great. Mike, your good cholesterol is very good. For a guy, it should be above 45. For a woman, above 50. But for your bad cholesterol, your LDL is too high. We don't give one size fits all. If you have coronary disease or a lot of risk factors, especially diabetes, we want it under 70 for the rest of us, ideally under 100. The problem is, one of the mysteries of the body is that it actually makes, in most of us, about 3/4 of the cholesterol. We don't eat but more than 25% of what's in our bodies. So for many of us, if you eat a rabbit's diet, we're still going to have a lot of bad cholesterol, because our livers are just too effective at manufacturing bad cholesterol.
Okay.
What I would recommend is get down to ideal body weight. Get into an exercise program once the doctor says it's okay. Start eating plant sterols. Get into a lot of fiber. And if it still is too high, you may need medication.
How effective is green teas?
For changing your cholesterol levels? Maybe a little bit.
Sir.
Take it in moderation. It won't take a 170 bad cholesterol down to 100. In fact, the only way you're going to get that down is by medication. I hate to be the bad guy to tell you.
Green tea is good for you in lots of different ways. It may not be the antidote to what your problem is here. But green tea is been proven to, been shown to be very good for lots of different things. All right, sir, thank you. Colleen is in Swansea, Massachusetts. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Hi, you're on
Hi.
The air.
Hi.
Hi, Dr. Ken. I had called you back about maybe 3 weeks ago regarding my debilitating disease, I call it, interstitial cystitis. And you had recommended Pentason, if that's how you say it correctly, P-E-N-T-A-S-O-N.
Uh-huh.
And my question to you is, well, first I want to say that I've been through this route before, and I'm petrified to go to the urologist because they wanted. I just went to one, and they wanted to do all kinds of tests and installations.
I think the drug that we were talking about is called Pentasan, Elmeron.
Yeah. Right. The yes. Elmeron, I've done so much research. I don't know if I want to go that route. The Pentasan, I just wanted to get a little bit more information.
That's the same drug. It's the one's the brand, one's the scientific name.
Okay. Then my last question to you would be, how do you feel about a raw diet, since you said you go both ways as far as medicine is concerned?
I go both ways.
Oh, brother, you know what I mean.
Well, for interstitial cystitis, the alternative medicine that has been shown to have some promise in treating has been acupuncture and guided imagery. And
right.
The okay. other options haven't shown any evidence, but I think it's probably going to take more. This is where maybe alternative medicine will help, but alone, I doubt. For interstitial cystitis, it's a chronic condition. It's characterized by a combination of uncomfortable bladder pressure, bladder pain, and sometimes pain in your pelvis, and it can range from mild burning, but like in your situation, to severe pain.
So you're just saying alternative medicine is the only route that I have really?
No, I didn't. I said you can combine that, but I think as severe as your situation, I think it's going to take more. It's going to take some oral medication. The other options are nerve stimulation. The other issues are bladder distension. And also some medications instilled into the bladder have been used. Surgery as a last resort is sometimes an issue. But, you know, it may be time to change. If the doctors haven't helped you, you know, a combination of nephrologist and urologist is what you're going to need here to put together a team. And I think that you're not getting the assistance that you really deserve, Colleen.
Okay. Lastly, you said the neurologist. What was the last one? Nephrologist?
With a U, urologist, not neurologist is the brain doctor. Urologist is the P wave.
Okay, and that's
with
just
a U.
The urologist.
Yes.
Yeah, right. So you're saying just the urologist is all
well,
I need.
I would start medically with the nephrologist, the kidney doctor.
Could you spell that?
Nephrology.
Yeah.
NEPHROLOGY.
Okay.
And
I won't take up any more of your time.
Oh, no problem.
All right, ma'am. 888-553-7536. 888-55 Dr. Ken. In a moment, we're going to talk about Andy Rooney's death and what may have caused it. As you know, he left 60 Minutes about a month ago, a week or 10 days ago, went into the hospital, never got out, and has now passed away. So the guy working until he's 92. Not a bad thing. Pretty much a household name. So what happened to him? It's 21 past the hour on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, and he'll answer your calls. You can send him an email, drken at drkenshow.com, or you can send an email to me, Doug, at dougstefan.com, or you can call. That oftentimes is good because then there's an exchange that goes back and forth. The flat screen, never great for real communication because you don't get the nuance, you don't get the feeling, you don't get a lot of the information that comes from being a good listener. But you can start by sending that info, and then if Dr. Ken answers your question, you may feel like you need more info, call 888-553-7536 when we're here on the air every weekend live. The death of Andy Rooney, he was on 60 Minutes for heaven knows how long. I think he was on the first show back in the 70s when they started with 60 Minutes. Don Hewitt and he were friends.
1978.
Yeah, 78. So he was 92, had a minor operation. At least that's what when you first heard that he was in the hospital. Oh my! He just finished his stint on 60 Minutes. Maybe he knew something, but it was supposedly a minor operation. But then at 92, when you have any kind of operation. He was overweight. You could tell by looking at him. He didn't do a lot of exercising, that kind of stuff. So there are more chances, even if it's a minor thing at that age, for you to have complications and end up in it being the last hurrah in, right?
Absolutely. The younger we are, the better we heal, the better we tolerate surgery. And any time, once you get over 80, and especially over 90, you have any surgery, the odds of something happen just increases. I wouldn't be surprised if he had some sort of infection and didn't tolerate that well, but it's purely speculative right now. They're doing a good job of keeping it mum. They just announced his death, and I don't see any evidence yet of what he died of, but I'm sure it'll come out. I'm sure by the end of the show will even probably know.
All right. So just a moment in passing. A lot of people know who Andy Rooney is. So when somebody passes, people like to know what's the reason, what's the cause other than 892 isn't even, in terms of today's standards, it's not old age. You're certainly older. Old age, I think, is anybody who's over 100. Now, that's old age. But people, plenty of people living to be. We had a caller earlier today who was 90, sounded like somebody who was 50. You can't tell. 888-553-7536. And that is even more of a reason to underscore what Ken said a few minutes ago about these damn death panels or whatever they're called. The government wants to find out whether you're worth keeping alive or not. That kind of stuff.
These panels, unfortunately, are moving towards ages, and that's when it will get scary when we decide an absolute age you can't have a procedure.
All right. Well, if you have money, save your nickels and dimes and quarters because you're probably better off to take care of yourself. Here's Lisa in Shelby, Alabama. Hi, Lisa. You're on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Good morning, doctors. I wanted to ask the doctor about polycythemia vera. My mother was diagnosed with it about 15 years ago, and she was the first woman and the youngest person ever diagnosed with it at the time. And they had said that an average lifespan of somebody with polycythemia vera was 10 years, but since this normally occurred in Mediterranean men, or Jewish men is what they had told us, that were older, they didn't know if it was actually the P. vera or the age that the men died from. So I was trying to find out if there's anything I can do other than a phlebotomy to help my mother.
Sure, Lisa. And I just want to say before we go on that it hasn't yet come to the point where age is an absolute cutoff for procedures. And I just want to make sure that it doesn't get there. And that's why I was making those comments. And I would congratulate any regulator who is kept it from getting there. But polycythemia vera, this is a blood disorder in which your bone marrow makes too many red blood cells, Lisa, and it can be caused by a number of factors. I often see it from people who smoke, and their blood just becomes so thick because it's trying to get the oxygen through the pipes. There are some rare genetic causes of why this occurs. And usually the treatment is as what you're describing, you know, as the old leeches, the doctors in the 15th century. We take your blood out of your veins. There are some medications to decrease red blood cells. If phlebotomy doesn't work, such things as hydroxyurea, this is a common one. Agrolin, this is used to suppress your bone marrow. Even low-dose aspirin is sometimes used. But the initial approach is to take blood out of the veins.
Okay.
And it's very important because when the hematocrit, which is, you know, not to get too technical, this is how concentrated the blood is with red blood cells. You know, when it starts to get above, the magic number is usually 55, and you can plug up the circulation with just too much red blood cells in the liquid part of the volume that's flowing through your pipes. And when it gets above 55, your hematocrit, it'll plug things up, clog it up, clots occur, and this can cause nasty things in the brain, a stroke, in the heart, a heart attack, throughout the body. So this is something not to take lightly.
All right. There you go, ma'am. Thank you for the call. Hopefully Dr. Ken has been his usual helpful self. He's going to talk to you next, so everybody standing by, stand by, as they say in radio, stand by, or sit down and be patient, relax. Dr. Ken helping you at 888-553-7536, half past the hour on Good Day Weekend.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, here we are as the next half hour of information comes your way, courtesy of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, making your life better. Everything you need to know about a lot of different things in medicine at Dr. Ken's fingertips and in his brain and his experience quotient are answers to most any question people, even though he's a cardiologist, folks have lots of questions about their own health and well-being. Why not give it a shot? If you have a question, try 888-553-7536. Here's Carol in Albuquerque. Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. I have AFib, and I'm going to have my second cardioversion next week. The first one lasted 8 days, and I'm taking Flecainide. Do you think it is a good idea to have a second cardioversion? And what can I do or not do to make it last and keep a regular heartbeat?
Well, Kara, you have atrial fibrillation. Over 2 million Americans have it, where the upper chamber of the heart beats like a bag of worms. President Bush 1 had this. The problem with this is they can often make the bottom part of the heart beat too rapidly, irregularly. Makes you feel uncomfortable from nothing more than feeling your heart turn over to more serious things, getting lightheaded, dizzy, even passing out. And the biggest problem is that you can get clots form in that upper chamber of the heart and be propelled up to the brain and cause a stroke. And unfortunately, most people, probably at least half, who get converted back to regular rhythm, either by drugs or by electricity, go back into abnormal rhythm, the atrial fibrillation. You've gone back rather rapidly. Usually, if you've been in this more than 6 months, by conventional means, either drugs or electrical stimulation, you're not going to stay in regular rhythm. Often if the upper chamber of your heart is large, bigger than 5 centimeters, you're not going to stay in regular rhythm. How long have you been in atrial fibrillation, Carol? Do we know?
Oh, since June.
Since June.
So and it's been over 6 months.
Okay, so June.
Well, no, June.
June of which year?
This year.
So,
2011.
So it's not yet quite 6 months.
Okay.
I guess December will be 6 months.
6 months, yeah.
So you're about 5 months into it. Are you one of the people who knew the moment you went into atrial fibrillation, or are you as some of patients who don't even have any idea? We do an EKG and we discover it only then. It's amazing. Some people are so sensitive to this, they can tell the first irregular beat, and some people have no idea that they're in this.
I had no idea. It was
so how do you know that
detected
this is okay
with an EKG? And I take my blood pressure every day, and I knew my pulse went up.
Okay, Carol, so
100.
You... Okay, so, but you take it every day, your pulse, and you noticed your pulse going up, or could it have been that this was happening even before June and you had no idea?
That could have been true.
Because that's what I think might be a possibility. If you had no symptoms from this, this could have been going on. You had an EKG in June, and when was the EKG before then? How long before?
Oh, I don't even remember.
Decades. So this could have been going on much more than earlier than June. I would bet that this has been going on more than 6 months. My nickel is that since you went back in so quickly, this is not going to last. You've had an echocardiogram, an ultrasound of the heart?
Yes, I have.
How big's your left atrium, do we know?
I don't know that.
Small, medium, large, or we just don't know?
I don't know. They never tell me.
If they're going to try to convert you again, they're going to use electricity, put you to sleep for a few minutes. Is that the plan?
Yes.
Are they going to at least change your drugs?
Yes, they changed it to Flecainide.
So you were on originally, what were you on last time they did this?
I was on...
What did they change you?
Digoxin? Digoxin.
And now they're adding Flecainide. You do have a cardiologist, I hope, doing this, right?
I do.
Okay, because if they converted you just on digoxin, that's a little bit, you may be, I mean this politely, Dr. Rip Van Winkle. We haven't used digoxin alone for atrial fibrillation, since the early 90s.
Okay.
Do you have an older doctor?
Do you think with the Flecainide it will be better?
Do you have a crystal ball? It might be. Flecainide is, digoxin is a rate-controlling drug. It doesn't usually convert. And Flecainide will be the so-called converting drug. But it's not one of the strongest ones. And it might work, but, there are stronger ones, amiodarone, sotalol, and even some Ticosin. There's other stronger drugs to keep you in. But I your cardiologist wants to do this again, and you may want to get the second opinion of another cardiologist or an electrophysiologist. I'm a little uneasy that they converted you on digoxin initially. That's not exactly the most recent. All the cardiologists in the audience listening, they're scratching their head, I'm sure, right now.
Oh, okay.
Hi, ma'am. We're hopefully helping you
another opinion,
figure it out. 888-553-7536. There's a story out this week about how inactivity boosts the risk for cancer. I saw that as a headline, and bloggers were commenting on this. I know we've talked about this before, in a sense, but this seems pretty straightforward, Ken, huh?
Well, it seems straightforward in the sense that we know that doing more exercise can lower your risk of getting cancer. And the headline from this story was that people who sit on their rear have increased risk of cancer. And the question from this study, because the headlines have been like too much sitting raises your odds for cancer, prolonged sitting is linked to breast cancer and colon cancer. This came out of Cancer Prevention Research. It's an article which actually summarizes many different articles. And I think that it's unclear to me from this article that actually the sitting causes the cancer. I think what may be going on is that the more exercise you do, the lower your risk of colon and breast cancer is. So the bottom line here is talk to the doctor if you're not already in an exercise program. Get into one so that you lower your risk of definitely colon and breast cancer.
Joyce is in Rochester, New York. How may we be of service to you, Joyce?
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I'm calling. I have a pain that's come up that's in the lower, the higher portion of the hip, lower back. and it goes into the kneecap. But just wondering if there's any ideas you have on that.
Sure. Welcome, Rochester. I went undergraduate to the University of Rochester in the early 1970s. It was a wonderful part of my education. It's a good thing there was no sun out. That's why I became a doctor. I spent the only thing I could do was spend my time in the library. And but it's a wonderful place to go to school. Joyce, do you have pain down the side of your leg?
Yes.
Because this sure sounds to me like sciatica. And I was wondering if you have any low back pain or have had any injuries to the low back.
Long boy, 30 years ago, I did do an injury to my back in lifting in a place I worked.
Uh-huh.
But that was long, long ago. Otherwise, I mean, this pain has come up over the years, disappeared, but now it's back again. And I'm wondering maybe a chiropractor, an acupuncturist. Do you think that would...
I would go both ways. I would see an orthopedic doctor and a chiropractor. I would want to start with some physical therapy, hopefully. And, you know, they'll probably also give you some non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. I would definitely talk to the chiropractor to see what's there. Some more aggressive treatments. Sometimes they have to give epidural steroid injections. Hopefully you won't need any surgery, but, you know, that's kind of the treatment of last resort. The alternative doctors will try some acupuncture, chiropractic, massage, hypnosis. All of these have been shown to provide relief of back pain.
Now, are they still safe if you've had a heart attack?
Is what still
safe? With the chiropractor? Well, going to a chiropractor or acupuncturist, if you've had a heart attack, that wouldn't interfere, right?
Well, it's hard to say one size fits all. It depends how stable your situation is. But I would definitely tell the other doctors your history. And you may want, if you've had a heart attack, hopefully you're in good hands with a good heart doctor. Your heart doctor would be the one to answer that question, not you.
Right.
But there's very little in terms of objective, non-medically trained opinion, if that's what this is. Acupuncture often can, there are ways acupuncture can help circulatory matters, as the same can be said for chiropractic. But
she's talking about coordination of care,
yeah,
and that's always
right,
a good
yeah,
thing to get everybody on the
same. As long as your doctor is open-minded and understands what the realities are of where people are going with their choices and preferences, and that's, you know, if he says, yeah, fine. I guess the question, Ken, would be if he says, yeah, does that mean he or she is prejudiced? Or if he says, no, does that mean he or she
is
prejudiced?
Well, hopefully it's not based on prejudice, but based on her physical condition to withstand the procedure. Have you had a stress test recently, Joyce?
About a year ago.
And it was fine?
And it was fine.
And you're not having any heart symptoms?
No, none.
So sounds good.
So that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. All right, Joyce, good luck. 888-553-7536. Andy Williams, battling bladder cancer, has gone. He's traveling with his wife to consult specialists at the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. Is that, it's invasive bladder cancer. So what does that mean to him, and is going to MD Anderson a good place to go?
It's an excellent place to go, and it means he probably has a very serious diagnosis.
Yeah. Nothing about that that sounded good.
No.
When I saw it. 888-553-7536. My home away from home is Tiffin, Ohio. Heidelberg and WTTF. Frank is on the air from there. Hi, Frank.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Frank. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Dr. Ken, my question to you is this PSA test that I've had. I've been keeping track of things. So in 2009, my reading was 6.8. Today, it is up to 8.9. Is this a number that I should be really concerned about?
Well, it needs to be explained. I mean, the next step is not to hit the panic button, but PSA velocity, how it is increasing, needs to be explained. It can be an infection, it can be just benign enlargement, or it can be cancer. And I still think that we should be measuring these things, and certainly you can determine with this Gleason score whether how severe your problem is. if you're following these PSAs, I would imagine you have a urologist?
Yes.
Have they done an examination?
No, not really, other than just the PSA
but
and a rectal exam.
I hope you've had a rectal exam.
Oh, every time. Yeah.
And what? And does your urologist think that you need an ultrasound or a biopsy or just feels that the exam hasn't changed, so you're okay? Why does the urologist think your PSA is going up?
Well, he said that because there is enlargement, and he said through the oral exam that he definitely thinks that it's possibly heading towards cancer.
Possibly. What is that kind of medical diagnosis is that? Possibly, exactly. Maybe, perhaps, could be.
Frank, obviously you need some peace of mind here. You know, this is just unfortunate that, you know, you're probably going into the urologist and maybe you spend, what, a minute or two with him?
Not long.
Is this a doctor in Tiffin, or did you go to Toledo? Where'd you go?
To VA hospital.
Yeah, go to the Cleveland Clinic. Don't you think, Ken?
Yes.
Yeah.
Obviously, no one's spending any time with you to explain this to you, to give you peace of mind. I'm embarrassed. This is at the VA. You know, it's.
Yeah.
I hate to
you
say
get
it's,
what you pay for.
I hate
Sorry.
To say it's government medicine, but.
Yeah. You want to go to the Cleveland Clinic for sure. All right, Frank. Best
go
of
there
luck.
And let me know if they treat you the same way, Frank, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. 888-553-7536. What a disgrace.
That's
it's
horrible.
12 before the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups. That is, of course, the theme song for the great Laurel and Hardy. And for the first time ever, a new box set, Laurel and Hardy, The Essential Collection, collects all 47 of their classic sound films. The set even includes some rare Spanish language versions. The pair recited their dialogue phonetically, so Ollie's classic line,
"Here's another nice mess you've gotten me into,"
becomes,
"El buen laberinto me has metido."
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly, in your own home, with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand, on cable, weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand, on cable, this week. Tommy Lee Jones takes control in Captain America, The First Avenger. Owen Wilson goes full throttle in Cars 2. Christopher Plummer starts a new life in Beginners. And Reese Witherspoon and Hal Holbrook risk everything in Water for Elephants. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
One of the things that I heard this morning was somebody who was afraid to go to the doctor. That's got to be the worst feeling in the world. 888-55 Dr. Ken. You can come to this doctor. He's on the air right now taking your calls.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A continuation of the knowledge chain, the info links. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here at 888-553-7536. Anything that may be on your mind, the questions that come from people, think them through, ask them so that Ken can pause for a second and get the information that you deserve. Thank you for the calls. We had one connection to an earlier story that you wanted to continue or kind of complete, Ken.
Well, actually, I wanted to just connect with the last call. I didn't want to paint a broad brush about all VA medical care because I trained in three of them, and there are a lot of very caring, dedicated VA physicians. But unfortunately, sometimes it becomes Motor Vehicle Bureau medicine, and that's what you have to be careful about if you do get your care at the VA.
Right. All right. Andy Rooney passing. We've been talking about that. The family doesn't want people to know much more than the fact that he's passed away. And so an icon, Andy Williams, has a serious cancer problem. He's, about 8 or 9 years younger than Andy Rooney. But these the icons all go down the same road the rest of us go down. It's, sad. It gives you cause when you think about the people who are well-known passing, you just think about your own mortality, right, more than anything else. Whether it's your birthday, whether it's somebody else that you know that's close to you having problems, you're having problems, we all think about our mortality, and that hopefully gives us rise to enjoy the time that we have with the people that we care about more and more. And that's why these times are important, Ken, because you and I care about each other. We care about the people who are listening. Give your time in service as you will. Enjoy yourself. But the best way to go out is to think at the end you've done some good stuff for those you care about. I think that's it. And it's not meant to be more, but I just think that we're here to help. And Ken, all of us, you, every single one of you, are here to help in some way, shape, or form. How you help, who you choose to help, it's up to you. But that's what a well-spent life is, a life in service. And if you're in service only to yourself, your life's going to be miserable.
You have to accumulate some rungs on that ladder to heaven.
Right. Here's Ron in Mapleville, Alabama. Ron, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Thank you. How are you, Dr. Ken?
Good, Ron. How can we help? Nice to hear from you.
Okay. My question is about Naprosyn. I cannot. They can't deaden my mouth at the dentist, and I've had a couple of teeth that that broke in half due to temporary fillings probably 18 years ago, and I've not been back to the dentist, but I take good care of myself, good care of my teeth, but every once in a while I can feel that inflammatory fluid coming on, and I'll pop a couple of leave, and it takes care of it. There's been a few times where I've had to take a couple in the morning, a couple in the evening for like 3 days, and then it's gone for, you know, a month or two at a time. I'm just wondering if I'm harming myself by taking the Naprosyn, you know, as often as I do. I'm 51 years old. I'm 290 pounds. I'm very healthy. I have thyroid condition. I take L-throxine. But other than that, I have no conditions.
Well, Ron,
I do want to live healthy.
Okay,
go ahead.
Sure. Ron, a couple of points. The question is, what you first need a diagnosis. Why do you need to take persistently the Naprosyn? The other thing is that there are Naprosyn in short episodes is okay, but long-term use of it, it can wear out your stomach and intestinal lining, and it might even increase your risk of a circulation problem, a heart attack. What is most perplexing here is why do you continuously need to go back to the Naprosyn? I don't think you have a diagnosis. How do you feel about going to the dentist?
They hurt me. They can't deaden my mouth.
Have you ever heard of a sedation dentist?
I've never heard of a sedation dentist, no.
You may want to ask your general dentist if there are any around there. And it's not something I usually recommend as the first option, but these are dentists who put you to sleep, and there are some people who that's the only way they'll end up going.
I had my wisdom teeth pulled, and they tried for about 4 hours to pull one, and they ended up having to put me to sleep to get them. So I guess that's what you call a sedation dentist. But I've been living pretty much pain-free by taking the Naprosyn every now and then. And
Ron, but I don't want to cover up an issue. I want to know why you have that. You know, we weren't put on planet Earth to require Naprosyn every day.
So you need to, what he's saying, Ron, is to get to the bottom line, because we're out of time. You need to have somebody, wherever you are, go to some bigger city, find an institution, college or university hospital. You got
to
get another opinion, because you're not on the right path, obviously. All right. Thank you, Ken. Thanks to everybody who's participated here in the Good Day Weekend Extravaganza. Email Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com for more.